episode 51 of the Walking Leader podcast. Hello, I'm David Gehr. I'm your host, and welcome back to the 51st episode of the Walking Leader podcast. And we are still doing the Bad Leaders Aren't series, and we are now going to talk about the leader who is stuck in and still using antiquated management ideas and techniques. Folks, this is the 21st century. If you're not changing, you're in the wrong place. You're in the wrong time. See, sometimes people refuse to change even though the world has long since left them by. I mean, there are people I know that are still operating in a mindset of the 70s and 80s of how to lead, how to manage, and how to run businesses. And my friends, that is not a good thing. I'm doing my part to bring them up to the 21st century and kicking and screaming. But guess what? You know, we got to all work together because this is nonsense. See, time stands for no one. Time keeps marching on. Time goes forward. It never will go back. It never will stop. It will never even slow down. As a matter of fact, for some of us, it's speeding up. Unfortunately, people only stop themselves. And that is true. That's the only thing that stops. If they stop growing, well, they stop growing back in the 70s or 80s or 90s or early 2000s. But we're, you know, halfway through the 2010s. And next thing you know, it's we're actually closer to 2020 than we are 2010. Think about that. Now, there are these people that are stuck in, and don't get me wrong, these people that are stuck in and still using those antiquated ways of managing people, they're a rare breed, but they're a very dangerous breed of leaders. And I call them leaders because at one point in their lives, they were very good leaders. But, well, again, that's because one time they were good, once upon a time. But they have not changed with the time. See, the great leaders are the ones that constantly change. And I'll talk about that in just a minute. See, these bad leaders, they're still stuck somewhere in the past, in some past glory moment that is based on, well, 9 times out of 10, I hate to say this, but it's based on intimidation and fear-mongering. And most of all, it's based on a do-as-I-say-not-as-I-do attitude of leading. And you know what? That's not even leading. That's ugly intimidation. And that's not a good way to be a leader. That's not a good way to run an operation. That's not a good way to do business. And when these individuals are confronted with modern workplace issues, these bad leaders do not know what to do. They have absolutely no idea. And so what do? They fall back. They revert back to something that they are familiar with. And guess what? That's their old way of doing business. See, they start dictating commands instead of leading. They start, you know, barking out orders instead of delegating and working with people and communicating and opening up a dialogue. But that's their thing. That's not, what do you do? Now, another thing that also happens when they're confronted with modern workplace issues, but because they are living in the 70s and 80s and 60s and heck, maybe even the 50s, I don't know. But they're living with these things that are, you know, 30, 40 years old and lifestyles and ways of doing business and existences that are that old. They freeze up. They don't know what to do. They hit a brick wall and they render themselves and they render the organization ineffective. And by this, I mean, if they can't deal with a modern issue such as, well, you know what, as of this recording, June 26, 2015, the United States Supreme Court, where the Supreme Court of the United States rendered or held down a ruling that said same-sex marriage is valid in all 50 states. It's valid in the entire nation. Well, you know, if these managers and these owners and these leaders are dealing with ways of doing business from the 70s, that was unheard of. So what are they going to do? Yeah, they're going to freeze up. Yeah, they're not going to be able to take care of business, and it's going to lead them down a path that they don't need to be going in. And they're going to render themselves and their organization ineffective. Because if an organization cannot deal with something that happened today, June 26, 2015, and it can't deal with it, then it doesn't need to be in business. No matter what they do, no matter if they're the only game in town, it does not need to be in business if it cannot take care of its people, if it cannot take care of its stakeholders. And leaders that don't know how to do that don't need to be leading, that's for sure. Because again, like I said, there is nothing worse than a leader that makes his or her organization ineffective. it's like, you're just, why bother? Now, another downside to these leaders that are living in the past and dealing with leadership techniques from the past is that when they're afforded an opportunity to educate themselves and enter the 21st century, many of these old timers would rather fight than switch. It's true. They would rather fight you to the bitter end than to decide, you know what, it's easier to switch. It's easier to fight. And that I don't get, because they would say things like, well, it's worked for me this long. I've been doing it for this long, but guess what? Times have changed. Times have changed. Situations have changed. Workplaces change. Yes, it might be the same job for the past 40, 30, 20 years, but the people doing the jobs have certainly changed. Now, so saying it's worked for me this long is, you're right. You're right. It has worked for you this long, but you haven't been caught. You haven't been put in a situation up until now. Now you're in a situation. Now what are you going to do? And of course, there's others that'll say, other old timers that, you know, would rather fight than switch. And when offered the opportunity to educate themselves, to bring themselves and enter into the 21st century, is why bother changing? They'll say, because the moment I change, they're just going to change the whole thing all over again. That's why you change. Because if you stay fluid, well, you know what? I'm getting ahead of myself. They've got to change. Things have got to happen. And leaders, or people that think that they are leaders and still living in the past and still operating in some past glory moment when their business was at the top of its industry, but now it's not. It's time for a change. And this is what you do not do. You as a leader, as an up-and-coming leader, as someone who's going to make things happen for the organization, an owner, you're starting up, you've got your own startup going. Do not be afraid of change. Change is what got you off your backside and starting a business. Change is what got you off your backside and said, you know what, I'm leaving this business so I can go do something else. It's something you have the passion for. Well, you know what? Don't be afraid of change. As a matter of fact, always be changing. Stay changing. Be change. Be the picture in the dictionary of change. That's how you move, and that's how you get away from the old and move into the new. See, it's a leader's responsibility to change with the times. They've got to change, because why? Their followers, the people that follow them, the people that these leaders are responsible for, are also changing, and they're constantly changing. And there's always a new generation. There's Gen X, Gen Y, millennials, and we can go back, baby boomers, and we can go back, the greatest generation, and we can go back. And there's, you see the change? It's been changing. It will never stop changing. Changing is the only constant. So don't get bogged down with one style of leadership. Explore multiple styles. Everybody has their own unique way. Talk to people. Figure out what's going on. And then make one that fits who you are. Make a leadership style and find a leadership style that fits your personality. And make sure, above all, that it fits you like a glove. That way there is no delineation. Oh, well, he or she will be a leader up to this point, and then they do this. No, don't be that kind of a leader. Be the leader that isn't afraid of change. And by being a leader that is not afraid of change, this makes you an open and transparent leader. And transparent leaders do not get bogged down. Never. They don't get bogged down because they don't have the opportunity to get bogged down. See, most of all, open and transparent leaders will never, ever render themselves and their organization ineffective. Because again, they are open and transparent, and they believe in change. So they're going to roll with the punches. They've got to roll with the punches. They can't just bog themselves down these new leaders will never latch on, and you should never latch on to the idea of the old do as I say, not as I do style of leading. Because for one, that's not a leadership style. That's a bad manager style. And bad managers, well, I think by now you know how I feel about bad managers. Now, in summation, I just cannot stress enough, always continue to change, strive to change, and that's how you avoid becoming a bad leader who is stuck and uses antiquated management ideas and techniques. Folks, if you are somebody who's been a leader, a manager, an owner, or anybody that has people that follow you, and you've survived the 60s, you survived the 70s, you survived the 80s, the 90s, the early 2000s. Kudos to you. But how did you survive? Because you changed, and you had to change. So any up-and-coming leader, guess what? The business practices of today, I guarantee you, will not be the business practices of the next in 5 years, 10 years, certainly not 20 years. So you're going to have to change, because you're going to have to pick up the torch. And if you're not changing, you know what? You're not a leader. Again, thank you for listening. This has been episode 51 of the Walking Leader Podcast. My name is David Guerra. I thank you for stopping by. I thank you for listening. As always, I invite you to follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra. That's my Twitter handle. The @ DaveGuerra. And I always invite you to drop me an email, Dave, DaveE, at DaveGuerra.com. That's DaveGuerra.com. DaveGuerra.com. Until next time, have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.